I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Monroe County Civic Theater presents You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Ivy Tech John Waldron Auditorium, and that's March 10th through the 13th with evening performances at 7 and matinees on Saturday and Sunday. Our guest is the director for the production, one of the moving forces for the Monroe County Civic Theater, Sheila Butler. Sheila, thanks very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the mission and your role with Monroe County Civic Theater. First, the organization.
Well, this year is our 25th year, and that's a lot for a tiny little company to make it 25 years. We've had, I think, the lowest year we had one performance, and the highest year we had 11 performances or something like that. I think we looked that up the other day. To make it 25 years in Bloomington, being basically a bare bones theater with people who just do what their dreams are, I think is a great accomplishment. So this year we actually have a season, and we are going to be producing, I think, 5 shows this season. And we may add some others because some people are now starting to say, hey, can we do something with you all? So that's really fun. And then Charlie Brown was just a dream of mine. I've always enjoyed the music, and I love the Peanuts characters. And so I decided to do it this year. And I have a wonderful cast, mostly college students, and a couple of very talented public school students. And it's been great fun.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been involved with the Monroe County Community Theater? Certainly not all 25 years.
No. Janice Cleffinger has been around for 25 years, but I have been doing this, I think, about 5 or 6 years. I started costuming Julius Caesar in it because my son was in it and they needed a costume designer. And that was my first big costuming job. And then it just sort of took off from there, and I've done a lot with them since.
Tell us a little bit about your own background. Did you do theater in school when you were a kid?
Yes, I loved theater. I had intense stage fright as a young person, and I didn't get over that till I hit my 40s, and now I just love it. I do like being a director a lot. I like the backstage. I like the putting it together. Producing a show is very much fun. I also like to act when I get a chance, and that's why I liked Monroe County Civic Theater, because they let me on stage, so.
Talking just a little bit about a piece of theater that many people think they know from A to Z, have there been any surprises as you put it together this time?
No, I really tried to do as traditional as I could because I didn't want to insult the creativity of Clark Gessner and Charles Schulz, because the characters are just so classic that to do something different with them, I don't know, seems a sin. So we've tried to keep it pretty right on, but yet put a flavor of personality in it. We have a lot more dance than I've seen in other productions, and we just have some very talented singers, and it's just a lot of fun. And we have a great set this year. I got the opportunity to rent a set from a company, a professional company in Illinois, that was wanting to get some money out of what they put into it. And so three of us around the country are renting this set. And so it kind of travels. It's like the traveling set. But it's a wonderful set because it's big. And it's something that we can't, as a teeny theater, ever have because we don't have the time to build that in the space.
Uh-huh.
So it's fun. Getting the doghouse up the stairs on Monday morning will be a challenge. It's a very large doghouse.
We've been talking with Sheila Butler, the director for the Monroe County Civic Theater's production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Performances are at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Auditorium, March 10th through the 13th. Evening performances at 7, and there are budget matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
Yo!